Gates at Andrews. Is that Andrews University? I said, you know Andrews University? He said, I'm a Seventh-day Adventist. I just got named sales director for all of Intelsat for Latin American sales. Whoa, let's talk. So he said, I'm going to come down and visit you. Are you the Pastor Gates that I've been hearing about? Yeah, I didn't know you were Adventist, he said. I just thought you were down in Bolivia, but I didn't know the details, but I've heard. He said, I'm coming down to South America. I'm going to come and see you. So he came. He spent the whole day down at our station looking at all the programming. And he said, you know what? Listen, English or Spanish, this has the best programming I have ever seen on a Christian station. It's not the best quality as far as technical, the highest resolution, the best equipment. What it is it's the programming most suited for what the public needs. And he said, not only will I make you a good deal, I will give you 2 months for free. And not only will we give you 2 months for free, I will put you on our premium satellite where we only put the big boys, like CNN, like Disney, and like Playboy. He said, I have to deal with all the clients, and we have clients from all over, even the pornographic channels, because they got money. And he said, we only reserve premium power. We don't have any Christian stations on premium power. But I will offer that to you for free. We normally charge $8,000 a month for that. He made his proposal, he went home, and he sent me all the papers from England, a big old stack of papers, and I thought, how am I supposed to read this contract? I don't even understand all the stuff that's there. But I trusted him. So I signed the contract. 5-year contract, $720,000, $12,000 a month for the next 5 years. And I thought, I'm really signing my death warrant. I haven't even paid for the station yet. How can I sign another one? A million and a half with interest already. The interest is creeping up on our station. But the Lord said, this is an opportunity you will never... It's about obedience. Going into all the world to preach the gospel. Whenever, people say, weren't you being presumptuous? That's a good, very good question. What's the difference between presumption? Whoa, I have 2 minutes. We'll talk about that this afternoon. And you know what happened? We got on the air. Immediately, Europe, North America, South America, countries everywhere, cable networks started picking it up, and we started putting on there, anybody who wants to transmit the signal on your television station or your cable network, it's free. Bang, 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 just went everywhere. You didn't have to ask permission, just transmit it. Cable companies put it on everywhere to Latin America, television stations, call us evangelical stations, Catholic stations, city stations. Can we transmit your family life programming? Can we transmit your music? Can we? Absolutely, absolutely, just put it on. A Baptist station, an Assemblies of God station, a Church of God station, 24 hours transmitting our station. And we're in the homes of 100 million people right now with that one network. And we still haven't paid for it. And then came the day when they called me last year and they said, David, could you come see us? It's been about a year now. And you know what? We can't wait any longer. Could you? They said, forgive us. That station belongs to God. It's beautiful. It's changing the country. But we're human. Please forgive us. Can you imagine them apologizing for me, for making me pay them? They should have been angry at me. Instead, they were apologetic. Forgive us for pressuring. You know what? This is God's. We don't mean to pressure God, but please understand, we're human. Man, that has to be God's miracle right there, just that attitude. We knelt down together, and he said, you know what? I'm giving you 30 days, December 31. If by December 31, David, you can't pay, we got to sell it to somebody else. I said, I agree. I think you're absolutely right. I'm willing to give it back to you if God doesn't pay. You are? It's not my station. It's God's station. And God owns all the gold and silver. If he owns everything, he can pay for it whenever he wants to. So I agree. I think it's fair. You've given us a whole year without being able to pay. The least we can do is agree to give it back if God can't pay. He said, so you don't need to sign a contract then. Here, told the lawyer, just go take it out of the room. We don't need that. But aren't you going to make him sign? No, his word is enough. I trust him. If he says he's going to give it back, he's going to give it back. I came to the States, December 15. Lord, we have 2 weeks left. Do you know that? You know that. So many people are being blessed. The man in Colombia who decided to kill himself and his family, and he loaded all the bullets in, and it occurred to him, man, somebody's going to hear the shots as I kill my family. They're going to come. I better make some noise. He turned on the TV, full blast, so he could go kill his children and his wife and kill himself. Unfortunately, God pre-tuned it to our television network. So he sat there and just watched it for an hour, and the demon that told him he should commit suicide left him.